Anyways, good morning, everyone. Good morning. Wait, where's the wagon? You guys didn't bring the wagon down?
No.
No?
No wagon.
Was it your turn?
The wagon is coming next.
Okay, we'll get the wagon next shortly.
Meanwhile, while he's getting the wagon, let me ask you guys a very important question. How many of you guys think your parents are really super smart? Raise your hand. Most of you have done really well. A couple of you here need some remedial work with your kids, so you might want to work on that. All right, good. That's really good because Jerry and Johnny, they didn't think their parents were all that smart. And the story I'm going to tell you today is about those two. They're brothers. And one day for Christmas, they got something they've been wanting for a very, very, very long time. Can you imagine what that could have been? No clue?
A radio-controlled car.
No, something cooler. What? No, something cool. We already had it. Oh, okay, this is me, my brother and I. Okay, I'm just going to tell you right now.
A Lego robot.
A what?
A Lego robot.
Lego robot? No.
Motorcycle?
No. Okay, you guys are going to get this. So. We want BB guns.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And so, my parents, now how many of you guys have really smart parents? Or have really smart parents? I don't think my parents were very smart that year. Okay, because they got us BB guns for Christmas. And my brother and I were like, shoot, yes, BB guns for Christmas. We had this big barn in the back, right? And we had this hayloft on either side. And so these are these Red Ryder. How many of you guys ever owned a Red Ryder BB gun? Yes, that's all of us, right? You know, if I want to shoot from that door to here, I have to aim at the clock, right? That's about how powerful these things are. I have to aim at the clock. Well, that's what my brother and I had to do. And we thought we were really cool, because we were going to shoot at each other. But my parents told us with a very important rule. They said, you can shoot at whatever you want, so long as it's not alive. Well, my brother and I didn't think that we counted. So we could shoot at each other. But first, just to make my parents happy, we went ahead and shot at cans, we shot at bottles, and broke bottles. Well, that got old about 5 minutes. And so I was like, hey, Dale, let's go in the back. Let's go and shoot each other. All right, let's put on some extra clothes. Well, if somebody's shooting a BB gun at you, what's one of the most important things you probably don't want to get hit at?
Your eyes.
Your face and your eyes, right? You think Dale and David were that intelligent? No. Goggles? We had no goggles. You know, people go out paintball all the time. They deck out all this stuff, and goggles and helmets and all that stuff. Nah, my brother and I are a lot tougher now. We just went out there just shirts and t-shirt. They're like, we can do this, pants, shorts, yep, we can do this. And so we got an either size hayloft, we started shooting each other. We were pretty smart though, because we told each other, so it's like, okay, since we don't have goggles, here's the rule. No face shots. Okay, do you think I can hit that clock back there?
No.
Not in a million years. Okay, that's about where my brother's face was at. I was lucky if I even got within 20 feet of him. Okay, that didn't make any difference. We were shooting each other like crazy. You think we hit each other?
No.
Yeah, we did. Just not in the head. We got lucky, actually. I still have both eyes. I can still see. So I never got shot in the eyes. We did hit each other a couple times, but only a couple, and we were out there for about an hour. So that came and went, and we never told Mom and Dad. They didn't really want to know those things, because they probably take our guns from us. And so one day, I'm out, and remember what my mom and dad said? They said, one very important rule, you don't what?
Shoot
anything that's locked, right? Well, my brother was pretty good size back then. We were both pretty good size back then. I saw this little bird on this piece of this wire. Like, so what not? I mean, it's like shoot at that lens on that projector back then. It's like, that bird's like this size, my brother's like this size. I couldn't hit him, I couldn't possibly hit a bird. So I said, shoot, yeah, why not? I'm just like, I was right, I was binging it off the side of the walls and shooting off into space. But then the very last shot, I shot me like, I'm gonna take a real careful aim this time. So I go, and that sparrow did one of these. He was up there like this, he goes,
well, you know what's gonna happen?
What?
Nerf gun.
Nerf gun? That's a good thing, because you can't really hurt people with those things.
Yeah,
unfortunately, with the bird, not so lucky. I wound up killing a bird with my BB gun. Now, there was a reason why my parents said, don't shoot anything live. Why do you think that was? Yeah, so I didn't cause harm or kill anything or put my brother's eye out or things like that, right? How bad do you think I felt when I killed that bird? Really bad. Man, I was like, I didn't pick up my BB gun for a very long time after that. You think I would have told my mom and dad?
No.
No. You think they know?
No.
I don't know. They probably do. Mom and dad know lots of stuff. You ever heard about these things about the eyes in the back of the head? Your mom's got eyes in the back of the head, you know that? Don't ever do anything behind your mom's back. Because she knows.
You know what?
Huh?
When I take my Nerf gun, I shoot walls.
Good, walls are not alive. That's good. So, how many of you guys think your moms and dads are really smart now? You know why they're really smart? Because they did things just like I did. Because they didn't listen to their moms and dads. So maybe you guys could be the generation that actually starts listening to their parents. You ever think of that one? Yeah?
Amen.
Parents say yes. No? Whose kid is this? Say hi, Mom and Dad. I got the feeling it's not good for you at home when you get home after church.
No.
All right, so in the future, if you're not listening to Mom and Dad, remember, they're very smart because they did silly things like I did when I was a kid. And I didn't listen to my mom and dad, so I'm really smart, because I didn't listen a lot. All right, go collect those $5 bills. Remember, $5 bills.